Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and business success coach, Trina Newby. Well, how is everyone doing today? I hope that you had a fantastic weekend and that you had some time to relax and regroup for yourself. That would be absolutely wonderful if you did do that. You know, I had the opportunity to just spend wonderful time with my hubby, and we just relaxed, and also had the opportunity to talk about some of the things that we would like to see happen for ourselves goal-wise for 2012. So I want you to know that today we've got a information-packed show for you. We're going to continue on with our theme, the 7 Rules of Life Action. And, of course, I will go back over the rules that we have talked about so far this month on the show. You know, one of the things that I am so excited about coming up towards the end of August is that our Women About Biz Coaching Center for Women is almost ready to go up. You know, one of the things that I find so funny, and I'm sure all of you can identify with it, is when you want something to happen right away, it doesn't always work out that way. And sometimes you have to improvise, and sometimes you have to regroup and change and schedule. And, of course, I've experienced all of that as I am just so excited about opening up the Women About Biz Full Coaching Center for Women. So stay tuned. You're going to be invited to the launch party, the online launch party of the Women About Biz Coaching Center, which will be debuting the 31st of August, which is a Wednesday. So definitely you want to make sure that you stay tuned for that. If you haven't signed up for the Women About Biz Silver membership at least, what are you waiting for? Make sure that you are plugged in and connected to the number one women's group for women, Women About Biz. Go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on Join WAB, and sign up for at least a silver membership to get used to the site and get access to the social network and make a decision on upgrading to your gold membership, which is where you can get incredible group coaching. You'll be able to have audio classes. You'll be able to take part in teleclasses at no cost or low cost. So make sure that you plug yourself in to womenaboutbiz.com, which is very, very important. I want to also remind everyone, for those of you who have signed up as silver members or gold members on Women About Biz, ladies, make sure as soon as possible that you upload your photo of yourself and also complete the About Me section in your profile. Don't forget, women purchase from women that they trust. They connect with women they can trust. And that first level of trust actually starts with us having our picture and our profiles completed so that a person can read about us, read who we are, and then connect. When there's not a picture, and this is not just for our social network, but this is for all social networks, when there's not a picture there representing yourself, not your company logo, not your company, but you, when there's not a picture there representing you, guess what happens? What happens is that individuals have a tendency to just move past your profile altogether. And when you are connecting a request with someone and you haven't even uploaded your picture or taken the time to create your About Me profile, it just really shows a lack of care. So I want to encourage everyone today to make sure that you go on womenaboutbiz.com, click on your profile, and get that profile updated. Can you believe that we're halfway through the month of August? That's right. There's only 4 months left in this beautiful year, and we need to make the best of it by creating our goals for 2012. So, ladies, it is time for you to set aside 2 to 3 days to work on you and your business. There's nothing like being proactive and making things happen for yourself. And we've got some teleclasses coming up in September, in the first and second week of September, that's going to help you to do just that. But it's important for you alone to set those 2 to 3 days aside and start thinking about and asking yourself the question, what is it that I would like to see occur for the rest of this year and for 2012? What are some of the things that I would like to achieve for 2012? Do I want to go for awards? Do I want to increase the financial profit of my business? Do I want to connect with more businesswomen? Would I like to see my business profiles in a magazine article? Whatever it is that you want to see happen for yourself in 2012, ladies, I'm here to tell you, it's not going to happen by osmosis. We have to make it happen by taking action. And, of course, that's why we have the theme for this month, 7 Rules of Life Action, because we want you to understand that when you take action, when you take positive action on things that you want out of life, you are going to get incredible positive results. When you don't take action, or when you don't take advantage of the opportunities that lie before you, guess what happens? Absolutely nothing. And so, again, I want to encourage you guys from the very beginning of the show today to keep in mind that there's only 4 months left in the month, and you need to make it take advantage of it. You need to make every month count until the end of the year by preparing and planning for your success for 2012. Well, we also have a great lineup on this week for the show. We've got Question of the Week coming up. We've got community shout-outs from the social network at Women About Biz Connect. We've got some great announcements on teleclasses for you this week. And also, we will be covering number 5 and number 6 of the 7 Rules of Life Action. So stay tuned. It's all coming up for you. Right now, I want to encourage all of you who are listening to the show at this time to go ahead and bless the life of one other woman, okay? Bless the life of one other woman to call in to the Successful Woman Radio Show today. Have her dial in to 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. You always want to let women know about good resources and information that's available to them. It's a part of blessing the lives of other people, and trust me, ladies, it comes back to you tenfold. So make sure that you guys go ahead and do that. And, of course, if you are online listening, online through Blog Talk Radio, please make sure that you go to your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of your social network accounts that you can go to, and make sure you let the women on there know that the Successful Woman Radio Show is live on the air. Don't forget to put the dial-in number, 347-637-2589. It's 12:07 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, where we empower you with the tools and resources and the motivation to make it happen in your life and in your business. I want to go ahead at this time, early in the show, and give you an opportunity to promote yourself, let us know who you are, what your business is, and what your website is, if possible. You know, we did this last week, and so I want to preface this week with saying, hey, listen, ladies, when someone gives you the opportunity to connect, to promote yourself, to give information out, what you need to do is take advantage of it. So what I want to do is for the first 5 callers to press *1 on your phone keypad. For the first 5 callers to press *1 on your phone keypad, we want to let you have your promotion, your introduction to introducing yourself and your business and how it might benefit others, and tell us what your either your phone number or your website address is. Just last week, we had a wonderful virtual networking event And it was just absolutely great. We had a lot of women that were calling from out of town in different locations, and it was a great opportunity for those who participated. And it's a great opportunity for you when you're looking to expand your network and you're wanting to meet other women that fall outside of your own local city. And this is especially true for those people who have online businesses where you can service individuals on a national level. So we are planning another virtual networking event national, and so I just want to let you guys know we've had a lot of calls and a lot of emails from people saying that they missed it, but they would like to participate. So we are going to be doing another one. I don't have the exact date for you yet, but we will have it coming up very, very soon within the next couple of weeks. We want to go ahead and see if we have anyone that's pressed star 1 on their phone keypad. I know there's a lot of shy people out there, but when it's about you and your business and making things happen, we want to make sure that we give you that opportunity. So, listen, if you don't press star 1 and you don't take that opportunity, that's on you. We must start accepting the responsibility and the consequences for everything that we don't take action on. And we want to give you this opportunity. So, ladies, hey, here it is. Go ahead and press star 1 for the first 5 callers to press star 1. We're going to let you come live on the air and introduce yourself at Women About Biz. In the meantime, I want to go ahead and talk about the question of the week. We had someone, and let me see, this is Cheryl, and Cheryl is from Cleveland, Ohio. Well, hello, Cheryl. Cheryl says, dear Coach Trina, what do you do when you can't seem to break a habit that's holding you back? And, of course, we've had people to ask this question before, and I've addressed it, but it seems to be a common denominator amongst us, you know, that we have those habits, and it's very, very difficult. Cheryl, listen, the first thing I wanted to say to you is this. First of all, don't put it in your subconscious mind that you cannot break a habit, because that in and of itself is causing a problem. When you start saying to yourself negative things, even things that you think may not be negative, but they are feeding negative communication into your subconscious mind, you are convincing yourself that you cannot break a particular habit. So let's back up a little bit and talk about, again, what you need to do. I want to encourage you, first of all, to make it your goal to schedule in your time management system, okay, the opposite of another habit that is going to counteract the habit that you're trying to break, whatever it might be. You need to schedule it in your planner to really work at that positive new habit every single day. The second thing is keep in mind that it takes anywhere between 21 days and 90 days to break a habit. It really does. And it requires action on your end. So don't feel like just because you've been working at breaking a habit or you seem to keep repeating the same things that you're never going to be able to get rid of it. It requires action and commitment on your part. And one of the things you need to take a look at as well is what are you doing when you can't seem to break that habit? What are you doing when that habit pops up? Because there could be a series of actions that are also supporting what you would consider a bad habit. And so you need to get rid of that, which is very, very important. So I want to encourage you to, first of all, schedule that 30-minute Power Talk session with me so that we can talk one-on-one personally and I can get a better understanding of which habit it is that you're trying to break and give you some one-on-one information that's just for you. Also, I want to recommend to you that every single day you put that rubber band, and I've talked about this before, you put that rubber band around your wrist, not a thick rubber band, but a thin rubber band, and each time you find yourself repeating a habit, snap yourself, okay, as a reminder that that's not the habit that you want to repeat, and then immediately try to repeat a positive habit to counteract that. You can indeed break the habit. It's just going to take you a little more time. And keep in mind, if you have a habit that you've been practicing for years and it's not been enhancing your business or you, it is going to take time to get rid of that, but it requires commitment on your part, and it requires you to actually start taking action by scheduling some positive habits that you're going to start practicing to write over that habit that's not enhancing you. So again, I don't want you to feel that you cannot break this habit. So stop saying to yourself, I'm not going to break this habit. It's not just not going to happen. Keep in mind that we feed things every day into our subconscious mind that basically confirm what it is that we don't want to do. And our subconscious mind, being that it does not read right from wrong, it only knows what you are acting upon. And so the only way it's going to start receiving the message that you don't want to repeat that habit is by positive actions to counteract that habit, okay? So keep that in mind. It is 12:14 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I see that we have an individual whose last four is 8210, and I'm going to go ahead and unmute you right now, and you can introduce yourself. Give us your name, your city, and where you are calling from. Go ahead. You are live on the air right now.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Gina Davis Lloyd, and my business is Financial Choices Incorporated. I am a financial advisor, and I'm a person who offers products and services to help individuals plan for their future, such as life insurance, health insurance, and disability protection. And on the investment side, I offer IRAs, annuities, and 401k rollovers. Now, I've been in business for 22 years, and what I think distinguishes me from others in the business is that I put my client first. I try to find the best solutions for the person that I'm working with. I can't work in every state, but I am based out of Illinois, and I'm also located and able to work in New York, Missouri, and Indiana. Thank you very much.
Okay. Wonderful. Regina, thank you so much for introducing yourself, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show.
Thank you very much.
Gina,
I think what's exciting.
Wonderful. Would you like to give your phone number so that women may call you directly?
Absolutely. For those that are in any of the states that I mentioned, my phone number is area code 815-436-8210.
Wonderful. Again, her phone number is 815-436-8210, and that's Gina Davis of Financial Choices, and she's a financial planning advisor. So, ladies, if you have some questions regarding insurance, investing, Gina has just extended herself, and so make sure that you connect with her at 815-436-8210. Thanks again, Gina. It's been a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, wonderful. And I see that we have another caller, whose last four is 2618. Caller 2618, state your name, the city, and proceed to introduce yourself.
Good afternoon. My name is Serena Beasley, calling from hot Atlanta, Georgia. So glad to be on board this afternoon. And my business is T-3 Concepts. We're a boutique marketing and public relations agency, and we pride ourselves on being a boutique agency as we're able to offer unique out-of-the-box concepts to further increase your brand awareness and to develop further initiatives to reach your primary consumers. And as a public relations and marketing agency, we're really focused on taking your business to the next level. And if you need for any further assistance, we look forward to hearing from you. Our office number is 404-981-2015 or via email at info@t-3concepts.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And could you repeat clearly your first and last name again?
Sure. It's Serena Beasley. That's Serena, like the tennis player, and I taught her everything
okay.
She knows.
That's funny. Okay, Selena Beasley. Wonderful, Selena. Thank you so much for introducing yourself, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. It is 12:18 after the hour, and we have space enough for three more people to go ahead and call in and introduce themselves. You're already on the air. Just press star 1 on your phone keypad right now. star 1, and you'll be able to go on the air live and introduce yourself to the ladies that are listening to the show today. I'm going to go ahead and move on. We just talked about the question of the week, and very interesting. We've had a lot of women to email us and talk about the fact that they're really having a hard time breaking habits. So we probably will develop a workshop around building positive habits to enhance your life, and that hopefully we'll be able to put something together and bring to you by September, because it really is something that a lot of women are very, very interested in learning the techniques on how to break habits. And that is my passion, is in teaching women how to really get in touch with their subconscious mind, how to get the balance between the subconscious mind and the conscious mind so that you can have the clear way to do whatever it is that you want to do. So, again, I'm just so grateful because you guys really let us know at Women About Biz what we need to be covering and what we need to be focusing on for women. And I'm very excited about that because it's how we're able to bless one another in our lives. I see that we have another person who has put star 1 on their phone. And the individual whose last four of your phone number is 8167, you're live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from, and then proceed with your introduction.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Diane Drakes, and I am calling from rainy today, Hartford, Connecticut. And it's a pleasure to be on the line and to hear all of these nuggets and tips. I'm a part of a phenomenal company by the name of Soul Purpose. And what we do is we help people to look good, feel good, and smell good with an extraordinary product line of all natural and organic lotions and candles and things to help you to take better care of yourself. So I have the pleasure of doing that. And in addition to that, I also am a certified dream coach. And what I love doing is being able to help people to bridge their dreams into reality. And it's a 12-step process that I walk through with men and women to help them to be in integrity with themselves to be able to live the life of their dreams. So, again, my name is Diane Drakes, and I'm a certified dream coach and a part of Soul Purpose, and really excited about people living their lives on purpose. And if you're interested in talking to me more, you can reach me at 860-515-8326. Again, that's 860-515-8326, or you can email me at diane@soulpurpose.net. Look forward to being in contact, and thank you, as always, Trina, for what you do.
Thank you so much, Diane. And again, ladies, that was Diane Drakes with Soul Purpose. She's also a certified dream coach, and you can reach her at 860-515-8326 or email her at Diane, D-I-A-N-E, at soulpurpose.net. Wonderful. Well, I want to thank the ladies who pressed star 1 and took advantage of getting on the show and being able to introduce themselves. I want to encourage all of you. Hopefully you were taking notes and you were able to get their phone numbers. It was Gina Davis, Financial Choices, 815-436-8210, and Selena Beasley, phone number 404-981-2015, and then Diane Drakes, 860-515-8326. Ladies, thank you so very much for stepping up and stepping out and introducing your business, and I pray that if nothing else, the ladies listening on the show will call and give you a shout-out and introduce themselves to you and make sure that you connect with these ladies at the Women About Biz social network. If you are not a member of Women About Biz yet, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and join the number one women's personal development and business network in the U.S. Go ahead and go to womenaboutbiz.com and make it happen. I want to give you guys a couple of announcements of things that are going on at Women About Biz. I first want to ask you a question. Are you seeking ways to get funding for your business or gain supplemental income? If your answer is yes, then this Thursday, August 18th at 8 p.m., you definitely want to attend the teleconference about the Empower funding program at Women About Biz, okay? It's time for women to pull together and truly exercise our power to help one another achieve wealth and success. But you know what? At the end of the day, we can do all of the planning and we can have all of the things in place that we need to make things happen for ourselves. But a lot of the times, we are going to need money to make it happen. We're going to need money to go ahead and start implementing some of the things that it is that we want to do. Through the Empowered Funding System, you can learn through Women About Biz how you can earn hundreds and even thousands of dollars monthly, and the best part is you don't have to pay it back. So we want you to hear about the Empowered Funding Program and how Women About Biz has stepped up and stepped out to do something about all of the women who are needing funding or needing to supplement their income, because I'm here to tell you right now, if you're waiting on a grant to do it, or if you're waiting on a business loan to do it, you're waiting on the wrong thing. So ladies, go ahead and register to listen to information about the Empowered Funding Program coming up this Thursday, August 18th at 8 p.m. You can go to Women About Biz, hold your mouse over events, and click on teleclasses and programs, and you will be able to get information about that event. Also coming up on Wednesday, August 31st at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time is the free teleclass Business Networking 101. Ladies, we finally put it together for you, and it is indeed an information-packed teleclass. You know, the secret to gaining referrals and resources for your business begins with you knowing how to network. This essential teleclass will provide an in-depth understanding of what business networking is and, guess what it is not. You'll also learn what to prepare for before you begin practicing this powerful communication technique. Packed with great information and resources, ladies, it's a teleclass that you don't want to miss. Business Networking 101 presented by Women About Biz. Here are some of the topics that will be included in the teleclass. What is business networking? The different types of networking groups that you need to know about. Choosing the right networking group for your business. Figuring out how social networking plays a role in your networking system. Being prepared to introduce yourself at all times. Business networking tools you will need. How to properly manage your contact information. And, of course, follow-up techniques and much, much more. So, ladies, again, that's Business Networking 101, Wednesday, August 31st at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Make sure that you go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events in the top right menu bar, click on teleclasses and programs, and you will be able to register for this great teleclass. I am so excited about it because I've been working on this teleclass material probably for about the last 90 days, along with everything else that I'm always got my hands into. So I'm excited because I consider myself a savvy networker, being that I've been networking for about 25-plus years, and 90% of all of my referrals, all of my connections have come from word-of-mouth networking and networking events and knowing how to make it happen for myself. So I definitely want to impart the wisdom that I have gained through networking and share that with you. So I look forward to you guys connecting. There is a networking 101 e-guide that is optional that you can purchase for $15. It will come with a worksheet. It's going to come with step-by-step information of showing you how to develop your networking system and how to put everything in place. So it is optional. It is not a requirement to take this free teleclass, but it's definitely something that I think that you should have in developing your networking system. It is 12:27 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to talk a little bit about a book that I purchased, well, must have been maybe a few years ago, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. We actually featured this book in our Women About Biz book club. It's called Letting Go of Your Bananas, How to Become More Successful by Getting Rid of Everything Rotten in Your Life. And the book is by Dr. Daniel Drubin. And I was reading the book again. As I read many of the books I've read previously, I read them over and over because, you know, you always get incredible nuggets. No matter how many times you might read a book, you're going to get something new out of it. And I just want to quickly explain the concept of where he got the title, Letting Go of Your Bananas. You know, as women, I just really feel that sometimes we just have to let go of our bananas. And bananas are all of the things that go wrong in our lives, all of the habits that we are practicing that are not enhancing our lives. We sometimes really just have to stop. And we've got to learn how to let go. But sometimes we won't let go because things are so deeply buried in our subconscious mind that it works against us oftentimes when we consciously want to let go of those things. Here's what Dr. Druden says. He says, when it comes to letting go of your bananas, there is no substitute for taking responsibility for your own life. Regardless of who or what created your present set of circumstances, from this moment on, you get to determine your own destiny. The blame game is our way of assigning the condition of our lives to outside forces. And so we have to learn how not to blame anything that's negatively happening. We have to learn how not to blame that on others. And he says, you know, that a lot of the time for individuals, it's a lot easier to blame it on everything else. But at the end of the day, and I believe this, at the end of the day, we must accept the responsibility for anything that is not working correctly in our lives. Guess why, ladies? We have the power to change anything that's not going the way we want it to go. He says, to live a successful life, look where you are going and stop focusing on where you've been. Stop defending and explaining and accept the path for exactly what it is, the path. If you want to bust all of your barriers and enjoy banana-free living, you must accept the responsibility and reality that you have a lot more influence over tomorrow than you do over yesterday. How true is that? He got his topic, letting go of your bananas, from something that he learned about that happened in Africa with hunters. What happens is that when hunters are trying to catch monkeys, what they'll do is they will put bananas in a jar, and they'll put it in the jar where the top of the jar is not very wide. And so the monkey, wanting the bananas very badly, he or she will reach their hands in the jar trying to get the bananas out. But guess what? When they go to try to bring the banana up out of the jar, they can't. They can't. And so they just leave their hands right there on the bananas, holding it with the jar, and so as a result, they are captured. And so isn't that just how a bad habit or a habit that is not working for us can be? You know, we keep holding on, and pretty soon we start to reap negative consequences as a result of holding on to those habits for too long. And so I want to just encourage all of you, I want to encourage all of you that, listen, you have the complete and utter control over your life. Sometimes you may not feel like it. You may feel that your boss has more control or your hubby has more control or your kids have more control, but literally you have the control over your life. And so what I want you to do is that I want you to just hold your hand out, literally. Just hold your hand out like you're holding your hand out to receive something. And I want you to really repeat after me. I want you to say that I am in control of my life. And I can have whatever it is I set my mind to have. I am a woman of destiny. I am a woman of destiny. Now take your hands and grab it, hold it closed, like you have received something in your hand, close it to make a fist, put it on your heart, and say, I am a woman of destiny. Wealth is mine. Now believe that. Believe that in all of your heart, that whatever it is you want out of life, you can indeed have it. And you can have it sooner than later by taking action on whatever it is that you want. With that said, ladies, we're going to go ahead and move forward with our theme, 7 Rules of Life Action. I hope that you guys have been listening to the show all this month and getting these. But just in case you haven't, there are 7 rules of life action that I believe from my life experience that we have to put into place. Again, we all want to achieve goals and bring our dreams and ideas into reality. And most of us understand that, of course, it requires that hard work. However, there's something that we have to do to make it happen, and that is we must take and put a set of techniques into action so that they work synergistically together for our benefit. So over the last two shows, we have covered the first four rules of life action, which were, number one, daily prayer and meditation. You know, the first thing that we must do every day when we wake up is that, number one, we must give thanks and we must pray and we must meditate on life, our lives, and what it is that we want for ourselves. And we must have that quiet time to gain our composure. Number two, daily personal development. Listen, personal development is the secret. It's the secret to making things happen in your life. It's very difficult to take action on things when you have not improved the skills you need in order to take the action. And that's what personal development is all about. So daily personal development is important. And I encourage you, if at the minimum you can spend just 30 minutes a day on your daily personal development, then that's what you need to do. Number three, daily time management. Of course, nothing is going to help you unless you commit to time management, unless you commit to the system that you set for yourself of time management. Managing your time effectively allows you to get structured. It allows you to stay better focused, and it allows you to pay attention to the things that count the most in your life. Daily operations. You know, we talked about this last week. And here's the question that most women have probably asked themselves. I'm my own boss, but who's guiding me? You know, and that's a question that comes up all the time because, you know, we are used to working in a system to where we're given instructions on what our job title is, our role is, what we're supposed to be doing. But oftentimes when we're in our own businesses, it's very difficult to get past knowing all the time what is it that I need to be doing as the CEO of my company. Well, the Daily Operations Guide actually helps you to figure that out. And then, of course, we are coming up on today with number five and six that we'll be talking about in just a minute. So I'll go back over those. We've already covered four of the seven rules of life action, which were number one, daily prayer meditation, number two, daily personal development, number three, daily time management, and number four, daily operations. And I'm happy to present to you today number five and six, daily connections, and number five, daily connections, and number six, daily follow-up, okay? So let's back this up for a few minutes and talk about daily connections and, you know, what it is that we actually need to be doing for our daily connections. First of all, here's the thing that I want to share with you from my own personal experience. I didn't start seeing results as far as gaining more clients, gaining more members with women about biz, actually seeing income come in until I realized that I needed to connect with people verbally on a daily basis. A part of being the female CEO of your company is that you have to get out there and become the ambassador for your company. And sometimes it requires you to do it in small steps. And so daily connecting with at least, you know, three to five people that you don't know for the purpose of establishing that business connection is very, very important. I have found it absolutely incredible. It has served me extremely well, and I have met and introduced myself to people that I would not have known and met if I did not take the time out to identify who they are, give them a call, introduce myself, and establish a relationship with them. Being able to use that in the combination of calling and having a live phone call conversation, a phone conference, and then adding in social networking with connecting with them through Facebook, Women About Biz, and other social networks, that is absolutely an incredible synergy. It's an incredible system. So what I want to recommend to you today first is that you, if you're not used to calling a number of people every single day, I want you to start off slowly with making a goal to call just one person every day for the next 30 days, one person every day that you don't know. Now, if you're asking yourself, well, where am I going to get these names from? Well, you get these names from networking events that you attend. You get them from social networks that you are a part of. And if you're on Facebook and you have hundreds or even thousands of friends, there's a problem. There's a problem. And I've said this and I'll say it again. If you're on Facebook and you have hundreds of thousands of friends and you have not been connecting with them, shame on you. What do you have all of those friends for, just for the fact of being able to say I've got hundreds of thousands of friends? Of course not. You want to be able to connect with these people. And so, of course, for some people, Facebook is all they need. They have so many friends on there to take them, you know, the next couple of years to start daily calling all of these people. So, again, start out with just calling one person that you want to connect with. If it's on a local level, this is a technique that I use to this very day via the Internet, and it really helps. Make a list, a category list, of people from different types of industries that you would like to know. You know, you could say, I want to know an attorney, I would like to know an accountant, I want to know a chiropractor. Then go to Google in your search bar and put in, for me, for example, it would be chiropractors, you know, Stone Mountain or Chiropractor Atlanta. And what it does is it pulls up a lot of websites with that you know, that very industry locally for you. And what you need to do is sift through it, see if any of them are female business owners. It'll have their name and phone number right there on their website. Call and connect with them. That's one way you can do it as well. So there's a lot of ways that you can find the names and phone numbers of individuals that you don't know for the purpose of connecting with them. But this is what has to happen, and this is very, very important. First of all, your connection calls shouldn't be any more than 15 minutes, okay? If you find that you have a commonality and you guys want to talk, then go ahead and schedule another phone conference for you to go back and talk with that individual, because that the initial phone conference or phone call is really for you to get acquainted. Now, during the call, it's important for you to be courteous in letting them share with you what their business is, what they do, and the benefits they can give you. That's very, very important. Okay, so you can call, introduce yourself, say, hello, my name is, and then from there, you know, let them know, hey, I noticed your business from the Internet. I'd really like to know more about what you do. I talk to people all the time. If I can't utilize your service at this time, I probably will run into somebody that does. Need your service, so I'd like to learn more about you, and I would love to share with you about what I do, and perhaps we can stay connected either through Learn About Biz or either through Facebook or whatever social network you learned about them from. And women especially are very warm to this. It's very, very important. So you want to make sure that if you're uncomfortable with what to say, to create a short script for yourself, so that you can feel confident and have that support you need to go ahead and introduce yourself to that individual. Now, there's something that you will need when you are introducing yourself and connecting. Number one, you already probably have their phone number, so you want to know the best time to connect with them, what social network they prefer you to connect with them on, okay? And you also never want to just add someone's email address to your e-newsletter list without their permission. It's a very aggressive and blatant form of disrespect. Be careful not to do that. Ask for their permission, because you're not going to have a lot of results if you have a whole bunch of people in your email list that you didn't get permission for and you're just sending it out. If you're not getting responses right now from your email list, that could be the reason why. So be very careful on that. So get permission. Get permission to add people to your email list. And then when they give you their email, make sure you follow up after the initial connection with an email that might be a thank you, and also include some links to other sites that you have used that are very helpful, you know, very, very important. And make sure that you connect with them on the social network of their choice if you are involved with that social network. Very, very important. Usually the three top networks, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, most people belong to those particular networks. And, of course, at Women About Biz, we're fastly approaching trying to get Women About Biz to be, of course, the number one nationwide social network just for business women. So hopefully you guys are all connected and you are referring other women to the network. But daily connection calls is very, very powerful. And I want to show you just how powerful daily connection calls can be, okay? If you call, okay, five people on a daily basis, let's say 5 days a week, if you call five people, that's 25 people a week that you call, times 4 weeks, that's 625 people, okay, that you have called. That's quite incredible. And let me just repeat that back because that might be wrong. Hold on. Five times five is 25, okay? And 25, and I'm here on my nifty calculator, and 25 times four, okay, I apologize, there's 100 people, okay, 100 people a month, times 12 months, that's over 1,200 people a year. So let me back up for you again. So if you call five people a day times 5 days, that's 25, times 4 weeks in the month, that's 100 people a month that you will have added to your connection list, times 12 months, that's over 1,200 people, that you will have added to your connection list. Now, here's how marketing works. Marketing is really a science, okay? It practices the law of average. Now, out of 1,200 people over a period of a year, and you have connected with them, you perhaps are staying in contact with them every 21 days through your e-newsletter, through social networks, and letting them know different things, and you're building relationships, you can expect a percentage of those individuals, okay, to become your client or your customer. You can expect a percentage of them. But it's not going to happen unless you do one thing after all of that, and that is ask for the business. Very, very important. So I'm hoping that you guys now see how incredible daily connection calls can be. Very, very important. And I hope that you start putting this into practice. It is a part of one of the seven rules of life action that we must take in order to connect and meet other people and make things happen for ourselves. The number six rule of life action is follow-up. And these two things, daily connections and follow-up, really work hand in hand. For those of you who have taken the Power of Follow-Up teleclass before, you'll probably hear some of the same things, but one of the things I want you to know about follow-up is that you cannot do without it, literally. You can't do without it. You know, follow-up is a system of how you will connect with individuals that you have met for the purpose of giving them some type of information or following through on a promise that you have made to them. And, you know, this is one of the weak areas. And often what we find is sometimes the things that sound the most simple are the most complex. And it can often be that way. And so it is with follow-up. So one of the things that you need to know about following up with individuals is that you have to create a follow-up system. You just can't start following up because you're going to, if you're connecting with a lot of people over a period of a 30-day time frame, you're going to be having different conversations with those people, and you're going to be making promises to get them particular types of information. If it's local, if you find out that they're local where you are, you're making promises to connect with them or maybe meet for a coffee or beverage and sit down and talk face-to-face. So you're going to be promising a lot of things possibly. It's very difficult to know when to follow up with those individuals if you're trying to keep it all in your head. It's just very, very difficult to know that. And so you have to develop a follow-up system. And part of that system is defining what follow-up means for you and your business industry, okay? Because for every business industry, it requires a different set of follow-up steps, Okay, for example, some industries' follow-up recipes might include, you know, an initial follow-up letter and then a phone call to schedule an appointment or a presentation. And then some follow-ups just require you to give them a call and send them a link via email and then call to see if they've seen whatever you sent them. So there's different follow-up procedures for every business. So I really want you to think about that, okay? Then you have to create your follow-up system, which is very, very important. And your follow-up system consists of a list of action steps that you have to take for every person. Now, one of the things that I recommend to individuals who are connecting with people every day for the purpose of building business relationships is that you really need to develop for yourself what I call either a customer or client intake form, okay? A customer or client intake form. And what that is it's a form that you create that shouldn't be more than one page at length of questions and information that you're going to need to know about an individual in order to service them properly, okay? Very, very important. There's nothing like talking to someone and really establishing that rapport over the phone, and the person is interested in what you're saying and what you have to offer, and you hang up the phone without getting their email address or without knowing anything else. And so having that customer or client intake form can really help you with your follow-up with that individual. So, again, daily connections, you guys know how important that is, and you can see how you can literally add 1,200 contacts to your connection list over a period of a year by calling 5 people a day. Now, I have a lot of people to say to me, Trina, I can call 10 people a day, or I can call 12 people a day, or 13 people. Listen, ladies, I want to preface with saying this right now because I don't want to be blamed for anything. Trust me, calling 5 people a day is really about the max. It's a lot of work, okay, because for each person, you're going to be on the phone with them for about 15 to 20 minutes, and that means scheduling at least an hour to 2 hours out of your work day to really process the calls, because after you talk with each person, and you complete that client or customer intake form, there are actions that you have to take for each of those callers. You have to schedule reminders in your to-do calendar. You have to database them in your contact database. There's a lot of things that have to be done. So I'm here to tell you, don't go over the 5 limit. And if you never did this before, don't start out at 5. Start at 1, okay? Get your system down packed, and then move forward with adding, you know, after the first 30 days, adding a new person, an additional contact every day. So maybe for the first 30 days, it'll be one person a day, and then for the next 90 days, it'll be 2 people a day. Graduate yourself to larger numbers, but don't go over 5 per day, not unless you can schedule 4 hours of time, you know, in your time management slot to just start calling people. So be very careful about that. However, as the CEO of our companies, you must know that calling and connecting with new people every day is how you bring in new business. And when you can't bring in new business because you're busy servicing or providing products to all of the people that have already come into the system, you're going to have a moment of silence at some point that could last days, weeks, or months because you have not been continually connecting with people on a daily basis. So I want you guys to keep that on the surface of your mind as you think about how am I going to grow my company, okay? How am I going to grow my company? And then, of course, you have to develop a follow-up system, and it has to be in place. And all of these 7 rules of life action require you to be very proactive. In other words, you have to have systems, tools, and resources in place before you actually start practicing and implementing these 7 rules of life action. And so there you have it, ladies, number 5 and number 6, connections and daily follow-up of the 7 rules of life action. And next week we're going to be talking about the last rule of life action, number 7, daily journal and review. And I'm going to go a little bit in depth into daily journaling and really show you how this action can really, really change your life and help you to gain so much clarity that you would not believe it. And so there you have it. We have covered so far 6 rules of the 7 rules of life action, and I hope that you guys will share with other women about this radio show and what we're trying to do to empower other women. And I hope that you will be on the show listening in for the 7th rule of life action, daily journaling, so that you can get empowered with information about how it can gain and help you to gain clarity and better focus in your life. Well, we're almost coming to an end in the show, but don't hang up yet. I want to go ahead and give you some inspiration for the week, and we're going to do that right after this musical intro. This week, I want you to think about having a thankful heart. Do you know the difference between joy and happiness? Happiness depends on what is happening around us. But true joy, well, it just bubbles up from inside and is constant regardless of our circumstances. One way to develop the joyful habit is to nurture an attitude of thankfulness. As someone said, God has 2 dwelling places, one in heaven and the other in a thankful heart. When God dwells in our thankful hearts, we can't be anything but joyful. Science confirms the truth. After years of studying people with joyful temperaments, one researcher concluded, the first secret is gratitude. All happy people are grateful. Ungrateful people cannot be happy. So this week, I want you to be grateful for what you have, be grateful for what you're going to have, and have a thankful heart. Why? Because the secret is gratitude. All happy people are grateful. And when you are grateful for what you receive, God gives you more, more, and more. Pushed down, shaken together, falling over. So remember, have a thankful heart. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Psalm 106, verse 4. Remember, ladies, it's all about gratitude and being thankful. When we do that, we remember what we have to be thankful for. We have an automatic feeling of joy and abundance, and we can move forward in our lives blessing other people. It is time for the show to end, but I want to let you all know that I love you, that I want you to have a successful business. I want you to literally have much abundance in your life, and I want to be able to do that by blessing you with my knowledge and talent of how to make it happen in your life, in business, in your career, and see it much sooner. So make sure that you connect with me on the Women About Biz social network, and also make sure that you schedule a power talk with me. Let me help you find solutions and come up with a system for perhaps something that you may be having a challenge about in your life or in your business. Just go to tinyurl.com/power talk. Schedule a power talk with me, and I am going to look so forward to blessing you in your life, as I know that you will bless me. Also, don't forget to make sure that you schedule the events that we've talked about. The Empower Funding Program teleconference is this Thursday at 8 p.m. And then on August 31st, Wednesday at 12 noon, is Business Networking 101. Take advantage of all that we have to offer. On behalf of Women About Biz, have a joyful, abundant, and thankful week. Take care, everybody.